Music was in the air again yesterday at Cafe Racer. Last Wednesday, five people were shot at the Seattle Cafe near the University of Washington. Every Sunday night, it hosts an improvisational jazz jam called the Racer Sessions, and last night, the show went on despite the tragedy. NPR's Martin Costi sent us this audio postcard.
Last night's Racer Session wasn't inside. It was too soon for that. The cafe was still locked, the windows papered over, and the memorial shoal of flowers and photos was still piling up on the sidewalk. So cello player David Balotero and other regulars decided to play in the alley.
We kind of just pulled all the cars out and set up a makeshift stage out here and got a bunch of amplifiers, and it looks like more people are showing up now with more amplifiers and guitars and gear.
Are these a lot of familiar faces?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hundreds of people crowded into the alley and onto neighboring rooftops to watch. The 13 musicians had a brief huddle. All they really had in mind was a rough structure, but they did know they would start with a mournful drone. As the droning gradually grew, some in the audience no doubt found themselves imagining the scene inside the cafe on Wednesday morning. A 40-year-old man, perhaps mentally disturbed, walking into a tiny, artsy space with a gun. Of the five people he shot here, four died. One of them was Drew Karakides, a burlesque performer and musician who helped to create the Racer Sessions and occasionally played along. These musicians knew him and the other victims well, and as they played last night, they cried. As the improvisation stretched on, the music and the players' expressions grew angrier. After 45 minutes, the musicians finally took their applause, looking red-eyed and winded. As a new group started warming up behind her, string bass player Abby Blackwell struggled to explain what she'd been thinking during the piece.
I don't know, it kind of went in and out of, actually thinking about what happened here, and then actually thinking about the music, and it was definitely a weird in-between place. Doesn't really make much sense.
It's a little hard to understand Blackwell over the noise here. What she said was, it doesn't really make much sense. Less than a week after the murders inside Cafe Racer, that probably comes closest to explaining the mood here. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.